Blog Talk Radio. 们对我自己没有的建议。
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You should cry that out every day, Lord. Just don't turn your face from me. Let your light continue to shine on me, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a mighty God we say. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God, praise God, praise God. Shine on us, God, tonight, God. Father God, as we are coming before you, Lord God, Lord, we ask you to forgive us of our sins, God. Wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, oh God. Help us, oh God, to stand, God, for you, oh God, every day of our lives, oh God. Don't let nothing hinder us or come in, oh God, to try to sway us from you, God, to take our eyes off of you, oh God. Help us to keep our eyes, God, fastened up on you, Lord God. Oh, Father, we thank you. We come thanking you for what you have done and what you're going to do. We thank you, God, that you're the God of mercy. Even though we go through the trial that the song just sings, God, God, you still right there. You never leave us, God. You're helping us through everything that we have to face in this life, God. Oh, God, you're healing us, delivering us, setting us free, God. Oh, Father, we need you, Father God, we need you like never before in a world like this, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord, we won't give up on you, and we know that you won't give up on us, God. So continue, God, to let your light shine up on us, oh God. We love you for what you're doing, God, because you are the one made us. You are the one knows all about us. You are the one, oh God, who have kept us. Oh, God, all day long. Oh, God, woke us up in our right mind, oh, God. Hallelujah, as the song just said. Then leave us stranded, God. Oh, God, but you brought us here one more time, Father God, to praise you tonight, God. Oh, God, you gave us this night. And, God, we are thanking you for it, God. Touch everyone on tonight, God, name by name, because you know them better than I do. Whatever they stand in need of, God, pour it out, God. First, pour your spirit out, God. Pour your spirit out on them, God. Just endow them with more and more, God. More of your love, God. More of your, oh, God, whatever they need, God. Oh, Father God, just let it, oh, God, let showers, oh, God, of blessings. Oh, God, come up on them, God, like never before, God. Hallelujah. They'll receive, oh, God, of the Spirit, God, more than they can even ask or think, God. Oh, God, yes, God, we need you, God. Yes, God, hallelujah. We need you, and we give you all the thanks, the praise, and the glory which rightfully belongs to you, God. Oh, God, we are your children, God. We are the sheep of your pasture, Father. And God, we love you. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you are listening to God's favorite minister coming to your life tonight, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls, maybe slain by the bullet? God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God is willing to give you rest from anything that you go through. Praise God. He's willing to give you rest with that son or that daughter. He's willing to give you rest with that sickness you might be facing or that lonely time you may face. Whatever the situation the enemy is trying to bring your way, God is there to give you rest. He knows your every need. He knows the cry. He knows the heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. So rest in him. Say, Lord, I bring all my cares. I tell you, I've been having to do that here lately, bringing all of my cares and burdens and laying them at his feet. Praise God. Right at the time you think that, hallelujah, that you don't have to run to Jesus, hallelujah, that's when the devil is going to come in. And yes, he will. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the Lord is good. And the Lord, praise God, he's going to help you to handle every battle that you fight. Because he said he'll go before you. He'll be your real guard. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to ask you at this time, would Minister Felicia Keys, would you be able to pray over the prayer request? Do I see her? I thought I had seen her. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. I see Minister Karita. Would you be able to pray over the prayer request, Minister Karita Gatlin?
Yes, I will.
Okay. Anybody on have a prayer request tonight? We'll be glad to pray for you. You just heard this woman of God, a prayer warrior, a woman of God call out, set aside, set apart for God's kingdom. If you have a prayer request tonight, give us your prayer request. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. Sister Dolores, go forth.
Yes, ma'am. Good afternoon, Saint. My prayer request is to just keep the Taylor family in prayer, please. I have a niece that is trying to find out the truth about who her father is, and she's 55 years old, and she's in question about who her father is, even though her mother has told her one thing, but she's been told another thing. So I just want you all to lift that up in prayer, that hopefully she will find out who her daddy is, and just keep my children in prayer, my two girls and my son. Thank you so much, and myself. Amen. God bless you all.
You wouldn't believe that's what my message is about tonight. Oh, my God. God is just so awesome. Praise God. All right. Minister Sharon, go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. I would just want to stand in agreement with my cousin, Sharon, who's married to this guy. He had two strokes, and he's in the hospital. So I just want to keep him lifted up. His name is James. Thank you. And I would like to put my pastor on the altar. And my auntie Brenda, who's done lost her sight. My pastor also did lose his sight in 1998. Just want to put them on the altar myself. Thank you.
All right. We have Sister Rebecca.
Good evening, everyone. I'm asking for prayers for my granddaughter. It's really a testimony. She's getting ready to get baptized. And I just want to thank everybody for praying for my unsaved children and to continue to pray for the rest of them. And also pray for, I have an unspoken prayer request for one of my church members. Her name is Rogene. Thank you.
Okay. Minister Ada.
I would like prayer. Good evening, everybody. I would like prayer for Israel. And I would also like prayer for my family as well, that we will continue coming together in love, peace, and unity.
Praise God. And I also want prayer for Lucita. She's in rehab now. I know many of you have been praying for her, but keep praying for Lucita. She had a fall, and now she's in rehab. So we're going to keep her in prayer. All right. I think that is all. Okay, you may go forth.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that before we called you, you've already heard. You've already answered each prayer. You're an amazing God. Lord, I thank you, oh God, for who you are. You are great and greatly to be praised. So, Father, I lift up your daughter, Sister Dolores, our sister in the Lord, and she's asking for prayer for the Taylor family. You know what they stand in need of, Lord. So we bring them before you, and we leave it at your feet because your yoke is easy, your burdens are light. I lift up Minister Dolores' niece who's looking for her birth father. And, Father, most of all, you are her birth father. Even if she never finds out, you birthed her into the world. So, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus on her search for her birth father that she will find you as well. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for Minister Sharon. Her cousin James is in the hospital. And, Lord, I know you want him healed. Some people say, well, if you want, no, we know you want him healed. Because you said, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers. I lift up Minister Sharon's pastor. You called him to the ministry, Lord, and he's been a faithful servant of yours. So, Father, we honor you on his behalf. We're thanking you for blessing him and his family, his church family. And we thank you, Lord God, for healing his body. Ew, my God. Heal him inside out, oh God. In the name of Jesus, every part of his body that need a healing, you are the great physician. The healer is not the doctors, oh God, or the physicians at all. It is you. So, Father, I lift up Minister Sharon's aunt, Brenda, in the name of Jesus, who lost her sight. But, Father, I thank you, oh God, that she's not blind to you. She knows your name, and we can call on you for whatever we will. So we thank you for that healing coming forth in her sight, not just her physical sight, but her spiritual sight as well. I thank you for Minister Rebecca, Lord, your daughter, the precious one that you created in your image. I thank you for her granddaughter's upcoming salvation. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! So, Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you are calling all of us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to be saved, filled with your Holy Spirit. So may she be saved and filled with your Holy Spirit. I lift up Rose. I don't remember the other part of her name. I didn't hear it. But, Lord, I lift her up before you as Minister Rebecca brought her name up. But you know, Rose, in the name of Jesus, you know everything concerning her family. You know what she's going through. You know what she needs. You are her shepherd, and she shall not want. I lift up my friend Ada, and we're praying for Israel, Lord God. You are there, too, and they're your chosen people. And you said, pray for the peace of Israel. So we pray for peace for them. In the name of Jesus, you ask us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to pray for them daily. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you that you join Israel. Save those in Israel that need salvation in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Ada's family as she is requesting love, peace, and unity, Lord. And we thank you, Lord God, for family love. We thank you, Lord God, for unity and peace in every family, not just Ada's, but all of our families. Bring peace. Bring all those things that we need in our family. Any squabbles in our family, you know, sisters, brothers, not speaking to one another, getting all kind of problems going. Oh, we rebuke that. You want families not to have all that mess and scorn go on, but you want families to be unified in the faith. And, Father, any of our family members that are not saved, save them all. Oh, Lord, let not one be lost. I thank you for Lucinda in the name of Jesus as she is in rehab. Father, you're her rehabilitation. You are the one that she needs while she's there. Rehab her body, Lord, like never before. Fix every part that seemingly be broken or whatever's going on in the body. You're able to do abundantly above all that we ask, think, or imagine. And we thank you for hearing every prayer request and answering according to your will and your plan. I lift up Minister Vivian, your servant, who's always praying for others, oh God. So, Father, I lift up her arms as she's bringing forth the mighty word. Give us ears to hear what your spirit is saying. Amen.
Also, we have Minister Kathy. Go for it, Minister Kathy. Kathy, thoughts? Okay, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Minister T, would she give us a song at this time? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me see where she is here. Praise God. I'm rolling down to see where she is. There she is right there.
Okay. I'm traveling, but I'm going to get ready to sing a song for y'all.
All right.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Let the church say yes, Lord. Let the church say yes, Lord. God has spoken. Let the church say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord, you have spoken, and we will say, say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen, amen.
The Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you. I have my sister here in the studio, all the way from her home. Sister, you want to say something? Well, I can. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for tonight.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hello, everyone out there. I am grateful today, tonight, this afternoon, to be in the presence of the saints, to say just thank the Lord, and I thank him for his grace and his mercy. I thank him for his traveling grace, and I pray for traveling grace for the sister who said she was traveling and was sung that was a beautiful song that she just sung. I love that song. But most of all, I want to praise and thank God for life today, life in itself, because he has brought me through many trials and tribulations, like I know that he has for everybody else. But I thank him for letting me be cancer-free now for a year and a half. And I went through chemo and the surgery and everything. But now I have a fallen foot. But I know he brought me through that. He's going to bring me through this as well. So I just want to thank God for each and every one of you and your families, and be blessed. And I thank you for your prayers, because I know my sister was praying and she had y'all praying for me too. So I just want to thank you all for your prayers and for just everything that you've done, and even being just being a child of the Most High God. In Jesus' name, thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good, y'all. The Lord is just good all the time. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for all of you on tonight, name by name. I'm also good to see Minister Gwen on. Praise God. Thank God for her. Hallelujah. Because she's been resting this past week. Praise God. Hallelujah. And all of you, name by name. Tonight, I want to talk about our children. Well, this is family week. This is family week. And children product of chance and marriage, praise God. Well, we're going to go back, praise God, hallelujah, because our children, hallelujah, is getting the dead end of the stick. when we look at it. Praise God. Children are not being cared for. And I hear my sister say she was the little girl was looking for her parents. Was that true? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But let's look at what God say about our children. Children are assets or liabilities. One thing we have to recognize, children are less livestock or a liability to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. There are many children in the world without legitimate fathers. Some can easily trace their mother, but not their father. This is a sad thing. This is a sad thing going on in our world today. Irresponsibly, sexuality is producing many of such children without identifiable a father. Oh my God! Don't even know who their fathers are. This child we heard tonight is searching. Praise God! Hallelujah! Such children, even though not responsible for their fate, certainly will miss the impact that parents make in the overall development of their kids. Children should not be product of chance or accident, either by single parents or couples. Praise God. We shouldn't have accidental children. Hallelujah. Praise God. The erroneous job involved in child rearing should never be left to one person or a single parent. Praise God. Young girls who are not married should refuse any approach from any man which may result in barren, fatherless children. We got so many fatherless children out here today. Praise God. And children are wondering. Children are getting in trouble. Children don't know which way they want to turn. Those who engage in the sins of adultery and fornication are creating a lot of confusion in the society. Praise God. Their reckless sexual acts are responsible for many unwanted and unplanned pregnancies that we see every day. Praise God. Everywhere we go, we see it. Children are just sometimes wondering. And they are wondering, you don't even know what's going through their mind. Because they got all these things. Who is my parent? Why did I come here? They have so many questions. Children who have grown up to discover the unhealthy circumstances surrounding their birth have always wished they were born in a good home. They wish they was born. Why was I born like this? They suffer such psychological defects that will remain with them for life unless they give their lives over to Jesus Christ. Praise God. And some of them is so hurt and broken. They get in trouble, and some of them never turn to Christ, but some of them do. Praise God. God divinely planned their children to be products of marriage and not products of chance. Praise God. And Adam and Eve, his wife, they conceived. Praise God. Adam had a wife. Adam didn't have a man. Praise God. Adam had a woman. God created a woman from his side, from his rib, and made a woman. So how can, this is another thing that's got our children so messed up. Praise God. Children have to accept parents of two of the same kind because now they have made it available for adoption. My God. And I have gotten a man from the Lord, and if we go in Genesis 4 and 1, it'll tell us about that. But you know what hurts me so bad? When I see, praise God, a child have to be named from the mother's maiden name. Never takes the father's name. the child, take for instance, that my maiden name is Thornton. If all my children be Thornton, who is the daddy? Where is Thompson? Where is Aaron? Where is the one? So these children never receive the right and appropriate name. So they are wondering, who are they? Why are they born? So these children go on and they get in trouble. They go to drugs. They go to alcohol. They just into all kind of things. They don't have any self-worth. They're moping around in the world, wondering who they are. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Nothing gives a child confidence and good health than the presence of a father and a mother. It is so healthy for our children, but I have to say, unfortunately, our children don't have it. Homes are broken everywhere. Barely you can find one that is not broken. For any woman to carry a baby that nobody lays claim to, it is a terrible thing. God told Adam and Eve, husband and wife, and not single, to be fruitful and multiply. To couples who claim that an additional child in the family is an accidental discharge, praise God. My advice is that they should plan carefully and know that why they are bringing children in the world and what these children, and when they adopt children, what will happen to these children as they grow, to help them to know who they are in Christ. That's why we need Christian parents to adopt families. Who's going to teach them the right way? Praise God. Children before and after birth, praise God. The word of God says, praise God. And I'm going to let Miss Augustine read that scripture. Read that scripture, sister.
Well, since you were talking about children, I did remember this verse on the chapter in Malachi. I know it's the Old Testament, but it's the word of God. Malachi 4:6 says, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. I mean, I never heard where the hearts will be turned to the fathers, and the children gonna turn their heart to the fathers gonna turn their heart to the children gonna turn their hearts to the fathers, and the fathers gonna turn their hearts to the children. That was something that really stuck out, and I wanted to share that tonight because we don't want God to come and smite the earth with a curse. You know.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, the result of sexual intercourse between healthy couples is always production of children. From the first day of sexual intercourse, when conception takes place, till the till 9 or 10 months, when the baby is born, couples are nearly 1 year to prepare for the arrival of a new baby. What are the things that couples should do before conception of a child? Praise God, or the birth of a child. Mental preparedness for the arrival is one. There should be many questions in the mind of couples before the sign of pregnancy. What do we need for the arrival of our baby? How many children do we desire? How do we space the birth of our children? At what age do we stop getting children? All these thoughts should be going through a couple's mind because they want to do the right thing. Physical preparedness before doing pregnancy helps the health of both husband and wife should be very well taken care of before the consummation of the marriage. There should be nothing wrong with both husband and wife subjecting themselves to proper medical investigation and treatment before sexual intercourse. Beginning the life of a baby with a known untreated disease is very bad. Oh, we should not be going into one another knowing you've been out there with him and everybody else and probably bringing in a sexual disease and giving it to a baby that you're about to birth into the world. Praise God. Beginning of the life of a baby with untreated disease is very bad. Then we got children coming here, and they have all kind of diseases and all kind of abnormalities and all kinds of drugs in their system and all kinds of sickness, and they are in children's hospital. Praise God. Hallelujah. So children are coming into the world with many challenges, with defects, with things that the enemy has attacked them with because of the sexual perversion of another partner. Praise God. Beginning the life of a baby with known untreated, there is no logical why anybody should deliberately transfer the disease to an unborn baby during pregnancy. The health of a woman should be maintain. Pregnancy is costly to maintain. It is painful to see some pregnancy women undernourished and medically uncared for because of no funds. Even the baby's health will normally be affected by bad health of the mother. Husbands should see to it that their wives attend regular prenatal medical checkups and recommended by their doctors. For many couples have healthy, what a pregnancy woman eats. She should have a healthy diet for her baby. We should think good of our children. Husbands who starve their pregnancy wives should know that they are doing great harm to that innocent unborn baby. Praise God. Material and provisional preparation is very important. Running from the labor ward to the market to buy provisions and material the baby and mother needs is very bad attitude. These things should be prepared already. If you casually make a trip to some of our maternity and labor wards in hospital, you will see some babies wrapped with their mother's hair tie. No bed, no napkin, no dress, nothing. Some children come in here with nothing. Now, why do you think they have little baby blankets in the hospital? Praise God. That's to have the baby with something. Praise God. So that the baby, praise God, will have some kind of dress on because maybe the mother don't have, praise God, hallelujah. Such people say that there is no need to buy things for a baby when you have, that they have not seen. What a reasoning. Can you imagine yourself as a baby going to your parents 9 to 10 months to prepare for your arrival? Surprisingly, you have arrived into an unprepared hand in the home. Praise God. When they arrive into unprepared hands, then that's when sometimes the babies are treated bad. They are abused because they didn't plan for that child anyway. Hallelujah. Unwanted children, unwanted pregnancies, unwanted. And some of them, they take the children's life. My God. See why we have so many different kinds of murders of our children? Praise God. Hallelujah. All that your baby needs should be ready before it arrives. We have to stop reckless and unplanned production of babies. It takes energy, labor, and money to do a good job. Children, praise God, hallelujah, five children. Children after birth, the physical appearance of your baby opens a new dimension in your family life. Couples will immediately get down to the task of a child rearing and bearing a child. The first few months after birth will be very exciting. It is very frightening for young couples who have had little or no experience sometimes. Praise God. The arrival of a baby should bring joy and unity between couples. Hallelujah. To some, it rather brings pain, division, and suffering because unpreparedness. We know that some, when they are unprepared, their husband don't want the baby. Praise God. Yeah, that happens many times. Well, we didn't plan to have a baby. And it brings on, it say, well, I don't feel like cutting off my lifestyle to take care of a baby. And you know, we just witnessed a man burn up his three children in a house. How could this be? Someone that hates another person will burn their own children up? This is demonic, friends. This is hurting. This should not be. Hallelujah. But when division and suffering is going on, this is what happens. Hallelujah. The enemy take over. Young wives should seek advice from elderly mothers. From them, that's why God tells us older women how to teach the young, that we should teach the young ones how to keep their house, how to keep home, praise God. And the doctors also in the areas of bathing and healing and nursing and new babies, praise God. Husbands should not exile their wives to lonely rooms just to avoid the sight, the cry of a baby, praise God. The baby came in the result of sexual intercourse between the two of them. The care for the baby should be there for be sharing and between the two couples. With proper preparation and readiness to take care, the stage is being set to explore the world of children. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we just heard, praise God, a prayer request. Praise God on the person that's trying to find out who is their parent. And I had no idea that I would be speaking on this tonight and this prayer request would come in. But there are so many, praise God, who would love to find out who their loved ones are. I know that sometimes people go and find, I've known many times, people go and find out, children I would say, go and try to find out who is their parent. When they grow up, they always want to know who and why did they give them away. Children always have things in their mind that we don't know what's going on. They want to share with you but don't know how. They have a void, and they're asking, who am I? Why didn't my mother didn't want me, or why my father didn't want me? Or what is my last name? Who gave me my name? They have so many questions. And as I said, I've known many to go back and search, to find, try to find out. Who's who and what is what and where is who? Where did I come from? Why they didn't love me enough to keep me? But that's our society that we live in. So I pray tonight when we find children that does not know who their parent is, to try to help them. Help them by turning them to the Word of God and telling them we must seek God first and family next. Help them to find their real parent if necessarily, if not. Tell them that Jesus is the answer to everything. But if they are not saved, they won't understand that. But if they are saved, they'll recognize that Jesus is the answer to this question. He's the answer, and he will help them, and he will quieten their and give them peaceful minds that passes all understanding. Praise God. Children that are in homes or that are adopted need to be taught the right way so that they can move on through life without the pain, without the hurt, without the void. Hallelujah. That God will lead them, that God loves them so much. And if they are saved, they can make it. But if they are not saved, praise God, they will always be frustrated and wandering in the land. Praise God. I thank God for you all tonight. I thank you for listening to me tonight. I thank God that he's our helper tonight, and he's going to help you. Asked for the, give us that request again. You asked that the child was looking for his parent. Was that you, Sister Rebecca? I'm trying to figure out who that was.
No.
But who was that? Sister Sharon. But anyway, praise God. We do pray, because I forgot the name. Oh, praise God. We do. I wanted to pray for her right now.
Yeah, Pastor Vivian.
Yes.
That wasn't me. That was another lady on the line that requested.
Okay.
The
we do lift up this child. We do lift up this child, dear God, and we pray, oh God, that the wondering and the searching, oh God, will, oh God, Father God, you will soothe that mind, oh God, and help them, oh God, in their daily walk in life with you, oh God. Father God, that, oh God, if they don't find a parent, God, as long as you will be their parent, you'll be their guide, you'll be there for them, God. You will lead them and guide them, oh God, through this life, oh God. Lord, there's no good thing will you withhold from them, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for this young lady, God, that's searching for her parent and know who she is. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, I thank you all tonight for coming on. I thank you, and may you come back next Sunday with us at the same time, 7 p.m., on God Favors program. God bless you, and have a wonderful night. Bye-bye.
Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.